flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
The details behind the Diddy indictment. Taylor Swift's stalkers. Jerry Lee trying to kill Elvis. Disgraceland dives into the dark side of entertainment every Tuesday. Follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
BJ and Jamie.
It's the BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Hello! Welcome to the program. Friday, man!
Friday, woo! Jamie! Friday! Yay!
KALC Radio, Denver. Alice 105.9 on the Odyssey app. It's free. Podcast, everything is there. It's a beautiful day. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, by the way. Oh, have you seen the temperatures for the weekend?
No, I have not. I'll tell you what, yesterday was such a crap day. Our trash truck got stuck and had to put on chains.
You're kidding.
No
in the neighborhood?
Yes, in our neighborhood.
Yeah, that much snow and ice
and
on the
ice,
road?
And ice.
It's no funny you say that because Micah came in, our big boss, came in right after you guys left, and he was talking to me how crazy it was in Parker when
really?
He was trying to get out of there. He said he saw like 10 cars spun out.
Yeah, it was insane. It was just
I didn't see any of that.
Yeah, a trash truck. And I heard it, too. It was going,
The weekend's going to be nice. Okay, it's going to be near 60 degrees all weekend.
Yeah.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
And then
60?
Next week, get
that
this.
That seems insane after a trash truck just put chains on.
And we're what? Last day of January today?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, last day? And then we kick into February. Next week into the 70s.
It's going to be 67 on Tuesday.
Holy
66
crap.
On Monday.
Yeah.
Waterworks.
Yeah, look out, man. Look out. Going to be a beautiful weekend. All right, so you haven't booked your flight yet?
No, I'm going to during the commercial break.
Does that work out for you sometimes? Do you
well,
get like
kinda
a good...
no, because yeah. Southwest had a big sale yesterday, so and I'd planned on getting that, but what? Hey, do you guys know, I know this is an early question, do you know if you have to have a credit card in the system to buy a cocktail on Southwest?
No, they'll take your card right there.
Okay, because United, you have to have a card in the system.
Yeah, it's got
to
be in the system. Southwest has like a little kiosk thing they carry around.
I know it's only like 5:30. I was just wondering.
Hey, you got to plan ahead.
Yeah.
You got to think about these things.
Yeah. Sometimes, you can get them to just give you free drinks. Like, they'll be like, oh, the card reader's down. And then you're like, yeah.
They won't give you free drinks.
Yeah, they do.
Sometimes they do.
Yeah,
really?
Yeah,
the
sometimes
card reader's
do.
Down.
Well, yeah, they if the card reader, or if you're delayed.
Yeah.
Or if
they'll give you a coupon sometimes, too.
Yeah.
You might want to call ahead just to have a cocktail ready for you.
I'm about at that point,
yeah.
BJ.
Yeah,
I don't think
you might
understand.
Want to do that.
Oh, my God.
How crazy.
Yeah, so anyway, I'm going to book a flight and sleep. Because I've had 2 hours of sleep, so I'm going to sleep. My sister had 7 hours of surgery. That was nuts. It was supposed to be 4. Turned out to be 7. And then my uncle dropped dead last night.
Yeah.
So it's been a great day.
Wow.
That's terrible.
Yeah. And then I get my car. What happens? I shut off my car. Everything's fine. Turn on my car today. Service engine brake malfunction.
Oh, my God. 2025 is neat.
It is.
Yeah.
That is the right word. Yeah, but it could be worse.
Well, I've had nothing but good luck, folks.
I know. Isn't your wife
it's
out of town?
It's been a beautiful, beautiful last 24 hours.
Yeah,
yeah she's gone. Yeah, they went to the airport yesterday. They went to California. Didn't even see him yesterday.
He didn't?
Mm-mm. He stayed in his hole.
He didn't?
Yeah. So it was a beautiful day.
It's a perfect day.
Oh, my God.
Now, did you make
and
him,
I got the entire weekend.
Did you make him dinner or anything?
No, he didn't want it yesterday.
Oh, he didn't?
No, no.
Did you say, got supper up here?
It's pretty cool because we just text each other from the upstairs to the downstairs.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Hey, want any dinner? Nope.
Okay.
Good night.
Oh, you guys said good night to each other.
Yeah, it's like 4:30.
Lights out.
I've never seen anyone go to bed so damn early. My life, I swear.
Really?
Lights
does he
out
get up
4:30.
Like, does he get up at like 2?
He's usually stirring around when I come to work.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he gets up early.
Early
but man,
riser.
That sun goes down. Boom.
He's done.
Yeah, he's gone. What was it that disease?
Sundowners.
He's sundowner all the way, man.
No, that's not. They don't go down because of sundown. They get grumpy.
They get angry, yeah.
Oh, well, he's an all dayer when it comes to grumpy. Yeah, that's an all day thing. That's not a sundown.
My God.
Yeah, no. Lord. Lights out. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Katy Perry tickets given away this morning at 7:45.
Can I just tell you something about that?
What's that?
Not real popular.
What do you mean?
I mean, Carson, God bless him, posts about it every day. Not one comment. The only comment that somebody said is, oh, I was so excited about Katy Perry in concert until I realized it wasn't 2010.
Yeah. Whoa.
Yeah, people, it's not a draw.
It's not a draw. I don't know what's happening.
I think I know.
What?
The shark era is gone.
It's over? Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not really sure why she's doing the tour. I don't feel like that the album that she came out with is doing that well. I mean, we don't play anything from it, do we?
I don't think so. No.
I know she was on Jimmy Kimmel, and then some lady got shocked. I saw that. Did you see that?
And I don't... Yeah, I did see that. I don't see her as being that much of a concert person either, as far as her performance, you know?
I mean, she used to be when she had sharks.
Well, 7:45. We have tickets.
Okay.
All right, we'll give them to you, man. We'll give them to you.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Friday, the weekend is almost here. As I mentioned, Katy Perry tickets at 7:45 this morning for your chance to win. Oh, Jamie, I'm going to lunch today at Hooters.
Oh, yeah.
So can I do a quick little announcement here?
Sure.
Okay.
Sure.
If you're the manager of Hooters here in town, could you put the A-list out today?
Because his wife's out of town.
The starting lineup, if you don't mind. Okay. I know it's Friday and you might go with the B team.
Well, no. Fridays are pretty good.
Fridays are good, aren't
they? Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
I think you might be in luck.
So if you're the manager, call up the A team today. All right. Stick them on the floor.
Now, I haven't been to Hooters in a really, really long time. Do they still wear the orange pantyhose?
You betcha.
You know it.
Nice.
Oh,
those
girl.
Are my favorite.
Yeah.
I'm like, those are like Donald Trump legs. Just everywhere.
Yeah, I'm going for lunch today.
Nice.
Yeah, and I'm going to pick up some wings for the father-in-law.
Didn't invite the boys.
Oh, the boys. Hey, boys, you want to go? Yeah, I mean, you're more than... Carson never goes. Spadil sometimes will take advantage of a free lunch. Hey, Spadil?
I would like to go, but I just with the gym and then having to go to my other job, I don't have the time.
Yeah, and then you've got that two-hour phone call with your girlfriend.
Right.
Yeah, well, we're going to hang out tonight, but yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
You could bring her to Hooters.
Oh.
she likes chicken wings.
Yeah.
I don't like, I know you love those wings. I don't like them at all.
You don't?
No, they're just too big and weird.
To each his own.
Yeah.
I got you.
I like the little, I don't know what those are called, but just the little ones.
Yeah.
But I feel like the Hooter ones are like alive.
they're like full chickens.
I know.
Like, really.
Yes, they come with the bird flu.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Oh, speaking of which, I'm flying into like COVID land. Did you see in Illinois they shut down all the schools?
No.
Yeah. Oh. So in right where I'm going to, they've shut down a ton of schools.
Because of COVID?
Yeah. Well, I don't know. It had the COVID sign around it. So I was assuming it's I didn't read the whole story, but they just gave the list of schools. And then it was that weird ball with the little pokey
things.
Like
they're having a surge. Wow.
Yeah. But it could have been, flu A1.
That germ ball?
Yeah, germ ball. So I always assume if there's a germ ball, that's COVID. But I guess a lot of, viruses might look like that,
I know,
right?
But we saw it so much when COVID was
exactly.
going on.
Like
I see.
Thing.
I see people on social media using that germ ball for their profile picture.
Oh, you do?
It's great.
But it's weird because one of the schools, I think it was in Harrisburg or whatever in Illinois, they're closing today at 1:00. And all the parents are like, why are you even having our kids go there and be around each other if you're because all the others are just out today. And they're like, well, because they need the money. So if they go until 1:00, they get the money.
Really?
Yep, that's what they said.
That's kind of messed up.
That's wild.
So but before 1:00, you can't really spread it?
Yeah.
Is that the rule?
What everybody's saying, right?
It's only after 1:00.
So weird.
Holy cow.
I know. I didn't even know this was going on.
Yeah, so, that's pretty wild.
So I'm coming back on Sunday, so I'll bring it to you guys.
All right, the big news this morning is King Soopers is going on strike. Yeah. I can't figure out if I'm going to cross the scab line or not.
Oh, you will.
Nah, I got to eat.
I know you do.
Yeah, I mean, that's a tough one there if they go on strike and start picketing out there.
When are they planning on doing this?
They don't have a date yet. Okay, they're waiting on, they had the vote yesterday for the Denver Metro, and they voted 96% for a strike.
Ooh,
96%. That's everybody.
What do they want?
Money.
More money. More money.
Money. Working conditions.
And then Colorado Springs and Pueblo, they vote today.
Oh, really?
Okay. I don't know how you change the working conditions. It is what it is. But money is really the main issue here.
So. Well, yeah. And didn't you say Costco just jumped up to 30 bucks an hour?
Yeah, they just announced. And I didn't know. I read more into the story. It's because they have a deadline and their workers actually, their union authorized a strike too.
And they're like, no. But here's $30.
Yeah, they got ahead of it. So like the top tier workers are going to get an increase to $30.
That doesn't help King Soopers.
What's the top tier, though? I wonder what that is.
Top tier is like I would imagine maybe employees
salary.
That have been like there for years compared to like ones that are just entry level getting started.
Probably so.
So the schleps get nothing?
Well, and they get like a dollar raise.
And then so. I saw my hairdresser just posted and she's like, we're so sorry, friends, but because of the economy and everything, we're going to have to raise all our rates.
No.
I'm like, what? I have an appointment next week. Why didn't I get it last week?
Damn inflation, man.
I know, but I missed it by this much.
Yeah, the cutoff.
Maybe since you booked it, you should argue the fact that since you booked it prior to the increase,
that's a good idea.
That you get the increase rate.
Yeah.
Because I would have never booked if I'd known about the price increase.
I would have.
Maybe you, well, I know you would have. Okay. I'm just coming up with the argument
oh,
for
gotcha.
You.
Oh, gotcha. You want to go ahead and tell them that for
you gotta
me?
You got to fight back. Yeah, right after I called out the Hooters and told them to put the A-team
right?
out today.
You're very busy today with phone calls.
I am. I'm trying to light up my weekend. Yep. I don't have a lot planned for the weekend.
Oh.
No, with the wife out of town and stuff, I got to look for something to do. I might even go over to the horse place.
Oh, dear God.
Really?
Do some horse racing.
Uh-huh. That sounds fun.
Yeah, I got one right down the street from me.
Yeah.
Over there, that Mirage place.
Right.
Oh, yeah. That's right, the Mirage.
Go hang out there, but I get in trouble if I go there.
Yeah.
So I got to stay out of there.
Yeah. Don't you have some honeydew stuff to do?
Yeah, but nobody's home. Who cares?
Just put it off.
I might hire somebody to do that, though. Get that Angie's List.
Give
me like a little
pine
maid
needles
to come
and
over.
All that. A little maid. What
a
is wrong
maid.
With you today?
A little maid to come over.
Creepy.
You are getting creepy.
Hey, Spadil,
my God.
Do you see where a Waffle House has a treat for lovers for Valentine's Day?
You should
take Sally there.
There's only one in Colorado that's doing it, too.
Yeah, but it's right down the street. It's like County Line Road.
I love the Waffle right House. There. Yeah, definitely. Nothing screams romance like Waffle House.
That place is so weird to me. I tried it because BJ had all these great things to say about it.
I love it. I'm not a fan.
They just reach back in a refrigerator and pour crap. Put it back and then the big thing and put it back in the fridge. And opening fridge, pouring crap.
No.
Fridge, pouring crap.
It's the vibe.
Oh, the vibe.
The vibe. Smothered and covered.
Yeah. It's one of those. It's not a Michelin, but, you know, it's probably more like a Goodyear.
Hey, can I push in your stool?
It wins the Goodyear Award. Yeah. All right, we got to take a break. We'll get the tabloid trash coming up next. Hang on.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Okay, there is so much to get to. It's just crazy, crazy, crazy. First of all, last night was Fire Aid. I saw it posted by a lot of people. I did not see it. Did you guys, did anybody see?
Did not.
No.
Saw some of the clips this morning.
Yeah. It just, I mean.
Millions of dollars raised.
For a great cause. Yeah. It was so sad. My buddy Stretch, he has a before picture of his house in the Pacific Palisades, and it's from when they first bought it, and it's a beautiful house, right? Right on the road, all the flowers and everything, and now he finally got in there, and he took it after, and it's just gone. Oh. It is just unbelievable.
Yeah, it's just, and there's so many of those.
There are.
Oh. And, thousands.
And I will say this, just because, you know, you never know where your money goes or whatever, but I do know that the Red Cross put like $1,500 in his bank account to go to Walmart and get essentials and stuff. So we do at least know that that Red Cross is distributing the money.
That's cool. Good.
Yeah, that's really cool. I mean, $1,500 goes nowhere, you know, when you need everything, but at least we know.
I always worry about that, though.
I do, too.
You know, when you see these organizations out there that are collecting money for something like this that you want to give, but you want every single dollar to go straight to the people that were affected by this, and you just can't trust anybody anymore.
I feel like, I do feel like Red Cross is solid, like they're organized.
They got caught up in some
stuff. Yeah, that was a while back,
you know?
And I think they had to
remember
clean
that
it up.
One, what was it called? Was it Easter Seals or somebody? There's all kinds of groups out there, but you just always worry about that when you're giving.
Well, you look at what the CEO makes and it just irritates you.
Yeah.
You know, it blows your mind.
Yeah, you're like $4 million a year and you work for a charity? Come on. That's crazy.
A non-profit?
Yes,
sounds
exactly.
Like a profit to me.
Yeah. That's funny because I told you, and I'm not going to say what organization, but I went to Lanai to the Four Seasons and it's expensive. You fly there in a private jet, and it's very expensive, and it's a wellness retreat. And sure enough, there was a girl from Colorado, and you know what she was? She was a director of a not-for-profit thing, and I'm not going to say what, but I was like, wow. And she was there by herself, you know, and I was like, what do you do? And she's like, I work, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, huh, that is some good money there, I guess.
Yeah.
It happens. All right. Anyway, the Super Bowl commercials are starting to be leaked, and I don't like it.
I hate it.
I do, too.
Hate it.
So we know that Meg Ryan and Billy Crystal are going to reenact Sleepless in Seattle. It's the exact same table, too, where, you know, she is all excited and stuff. And it's a Hellman's... mayonnaise.
Of all things.
A sexy mayonnaise commercial?
Sexy. Well, they reenact the most iconic scene from Sleepless in Seattle.
I love mayo.
Well, you're going to love this because they say, quote, it hits the spot.
Oh.
That's their new catchphrase. Yeah. So that's going to be one. And then I couldn't figure out because I got an ad right before we went on, so I don't know what it is. But Cher is also in a new ad for Super Bowl. For the Super Bowl. Hmm. Something about she's turning back time or something. I don't know. But they say that one's really funny. But I don't want them to do this.
I know. They ruin it all.
They really do.
Yeah, and they started this several years. Well, the internet started it when it started getting leaked. But, I mean, it used to be so cool to sit back on Super Bowl Sunday.
Yeah.
You waited for the commercials as much as the game itself.
You did. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, and then you get those meters the next day of who had the best commercial.
Yeah, and then everybody talked about it. But now they're overexposed.
Yeah. Oh, it's an Uber Eats commercial that she's in, yeah.
She needs to eat.
She looks great.
She does look good.
She looks ridiculously
great. Oh, she's in her 80s, isn't she?
I don't
78.
Know. She looks ridiculously great. It's amazing. We got a new soccer team, y'all. A women's soccer team. And 2,000 people have already put deposits on the Denver Women's Soccer League that's coming to town. Now, here's the problem. We don't know where they're going to play. So I don't know how you guys are already buying your seats because we have no idea yet where they're going to play. They want to build a new facility. Obviously, it won't be built, they said, before 2026. Right now, we don't know where they're going to play. We don't know what their name is. They're right now just using the colors green and white and calling it the Women's Soccer League.
Why would they play at Dick's Sporting Goods Arena?
I was thinking that. I bet you they will in their first season. Yeah,
yeah, because they want a big facility. They said they want to build this gigantic facility, and they want to make it, you know, like a lifestyle place.
I've never been to the Rapids games. Never been to that.
They're fun.
Never been to that stadium.
Maybe they'll play there.
Yeah. What, Commerce City?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know. Right. Ben, is that where you're talking about Dick's Sporting?
Yeah.
Is that the same one?
I've never been, Jamie.
I went one time, long time
you
ago.
You should go to the July 4th game because the tickets are pretty reasonable and they have huge fireworks.
Well, I took my son because he was playing soccer, so it was a thing.
Oh, soccer's so boring. Okay.
Especially when they're little and they don't know which way they're running.
Jamie, it's even more boring when they're adults. At least with the kids, they all run in a group and run into ditches and stuff. They'll chase the ball into the parking lot.
Grass.
I mean, there's some entertainment with the kids, but soccer's boring.
I don't know. I really enjoy how they fake getting hurt. That is my favorite part. I'm like, oh my God, you are so dumb.
It's called flopping. They're floppers.
But I will tell you, though, they have some of the most attractive athletes, without a doubt.
Yeah.
The soccer team.
I'll go with that.
Ronaldo. Yeah, I'd do him.
Cristiano. Mm.
Yeah. What about that Messi guy? Is there a Messi?
Messi, he's a looker. Messi. Yeah.
David Beckham.
David Beckham, yeah. You know. Not bad, not bad, not bad. Anyway, Taylor Swift, I guess. Oh, my God. Everybody's freaking out. She's going to be at the Grammys. What? And not only is she going to be at the Grammys, she's going to present. What?
Well, we had a story last week when you weren't here, Jamie, that the winner's list of the Grammys got leaked internally and that she's up for four and she gets snubbed completely.
Six.
Six?
Yeah.
They say she gets snubbed. She gets nothing.
Well, now she's presenting. Along with being up for six nominations, Taylor Swift will also present at the 60th. There's no way that she's going to be a presenter and she's snubbed.
That's
I agree.
I agree.
That's why I'm bringing it up. Gotcha. Because it's like, okay, now wait a minute. That story has to be fake. Because she wouldn't agree to come in there and present if she knew that it got leaked and she gets snubbed. There's no way she's going to put herself in that position.
It says it's unknown which category she's going to present for, but oh my God, I'm so excited. What do you guys think it'll be? Album of the Year? Best New Artist? What do you think? Oh my God.
She presents Album of the Year to herself.
That'd be crazy. She won. I don't know. Album of the Year, Song of the Year, Record of the Year, Best New Artist, whatever. She's already a 14-time Grammy winner, made history as the artist with the most Album of the Year wins after taking home the top prize for the fifth time last year. But the other question is she bringing Travis?
If I'm him, I don't go.
Because he's got to get ready for the big game.
Well, yeah, it's going to look bad if he loses. If he has a bad game the following week, it's like, dude, you went to the Grammys, hung out with all the stars. Football was not your priority. Mm. He's setting himself up.
Yeah.
So if I'm him, I say, hey, babe, I can't go this time.
You think he calls her babe?
I'd say either babe or toots.
I was going to go with schnookums.
Hey, schnookums.
Schnookums.
Schnookums, I can't go. It's going to look bad if we lose, okay?
Yeah.
So I need to not, you know, put that out there.
Was he there last year? I feel like she was by herself or something. She never hangs out with Selena anymore.
No,
What's going on with that?
I don't know.
They were BFFs.
I think Selena, they're both in relationships, right? I think Selena especially is one of those friends like gets in a relationship and then just
cuts. She just dumps you?
Yeah, she just falls off the face of the earth.
We've all had that kind of girlfriend.
Carson, do you go home and think about this stuff?
I'm just saying, everyone's got a friend who gets in a relationship. You see them all the time. And then after that, they're gone.
That does happen a lot.
I bet Bree has bitched about one of her friends before. Because all of us girls get dumped by one of our friends when they find a boyfriend. We're like, I mean, for example, Becky or what the hell's her name?
Sally.
Yeah. You know Sally has all of a sudden just dumped all her girlfriends.
Oh, yeah.
Because of her love for the Schmidl.
She's on the phone with Schmidl for 4 hours a day.
Yeah. She's not hanging out with the other meat packers, is she?
No. Yeah.
Not going to happy hour.
No. Yeah.
Does she like the fact that BJ made her a meat packer?
She thinks it's funny. Yeah. Okay. She has a pretty good sense of humor.
Pretty good. That means no. Pretty good means no. Pretty good means that he's never ran it by her. Because, and Spadil, you know what? You kind of upset me yesterday.
Uh-oh.
Because you came in here about your girlfriend and you said, well, she's never heard our show. She doesn't listen to our show. She doesn't do that. I thought that was really insulting. I would have never said that to us.
Well, but then,
Did you find it that way?
I didn't say that.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah, you did. What do you mean you didn't say that? You walked in here and said she does not listen to BJ and Jamie.
I guess.
You said her grandma listens all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did say her grandma. Huge with the grandma.
I did say that.
I didn't listen.
I
can't be in this because I wasn't paying attention, to be honest. But if two of you said it happened, it happened. Yeah, because you both have the same grandma story.
Yeah. Grandma listens every morning. The whole show. Yeah.
But Sally does.
She hadn't before.
Before you.
Oh, now she has an interest.
Before you came into her life. Fabio.
That reminds me when our old producer, he rated our show like 2 stars. Remember that?
No way.
He did. He sure did. He went on social media.
Yeah.
And he worked here. Yeah, he was working for us.
Shut up.
And we caught him. He put up 2 stars for our show out of 5.
On the reviews on Facebook?
He worked for us.
Just seems to be a pattern with you guys.
Jamie and I almost fired him that day.
Yeah, we
really did. It made us so mad.
Oh, so
it's
stupid.
Like, who the hell are you to give us 2 stars?
It's so
you
dumb.
You produce the show.
You're supposed to be on our team, not against us.
Yeah, I hate that show.
Oh, well, all worked out in the end, didn't it? Okay. Let's see here. Jason and Travis Kelce, what's this about?
What we were talking about earlier in the week was, I guess they were talking about Jason, what he had said previously about the Super Bowl because the Eagles and Chiefs are playing each other, right? And then this is from their podcast on Wednesday.
Because he was wearing Eagles gear.
Yeah, so people had been like predicting what he was going to say, and then this is what he actually had to say about it.
So what he's saying is Jason Kelce going to go for his team, which has always been the Eagles, or is he going to go for his brother's team, who's actually in, you know, I mean, it's his brother, he's in it.
Right.
So here's what he has to say.
I always root for my brother. That's the reality of it. All right, even though I'm decked out in Eagles gear, I'm always going to root for Travis.
Take that, Philly.
But...
What?
Yeah, but there's a lot of people in the Philadelphia organization, whether it's players, coaches, people in the building, that feel like extended family to me, especially my former lineman. Like Lane Johnson feels like a brother in a lot of ways. And I'm rooting for those guys too. I'm rooting for Philadelphia, and I'm rooting for Travis Kelce. That's the reality of it. No matter what, on game day, I'm going to be happy.
Yeah, he's going to win either way.
His wife says she's always a Philly fan. She's not rooting for her brother-in-law.
I could see that.
Yeah, she said, once a Philly fan, always a Philly fan. Yep. Didn't Taylor start as a Philly fan?
I don't think so.
Team?
She was, yes.
Yeah.
She was wearing Eagles the last Super Bowl.
I remember seeing her. I thought she was a Philadelphia. She was somewhere East Coast.
No, she wasn't. She wasn't decked out in
she
Eagles.
She was decked out in
the
Eagles
last
here,
Super
yeah.
Bowl.
Not the last
with
Super
Travis
Bowl.
Playing?
No.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, because they weren't together. They weren't together when they were in the Super Bowl.
They were together last year. Yeah.
But they didn't play the Eagles last year.
Yeah, they didn't play the Eagles last year. They played
the
Eagles 2 years ago.
Yeah.
So 2 years ago she was
wearing... She was decked out in Philly gear.
I found a picture of it.
Yep.
Yeah, she's walking around
in it. I remember. Man, she is wishy-washy, isn't she?
Yeah.
Yeah,
did she have a friend or something that was on the Eagles team? I don't remember that.
I don't remember. I know she had a connection to Philly somehow that they were talking about.
Yeah, not only is it like Philly's gear, but they said that it's rare thrifted Philly merch.
Whoa,
yeah.
Not the
so
rare
she, like,
thrifted
went for
Philly
the deep
merch.
Dive. Yeah.
Oh, I can't take her serious anymore. Now that this news is broken.
I know. Isn't that wishy-washy?
I can't take her serious at all.
Mm-hmm.
No. You don't switch teams like that.
For the wiener, you do.
Yes, for the old Kelce.
Yep. And then finally, the last audio piece I have is Soulja Boy. Soulja Boy. Apparently, he is suing Bad Barbie. Bad Baby. I said Barbie. Bad Baby for $10 million. This has been a whole thing. Alabama Barker, who is Travis Barker's daughter. I guess they're saying this girl, this Bad Baby has gone after her hardcore. Not only did she say that Alabama slept with Soulja Boy, but she also said that Alabama slept with Tyga and was pregnant. And she's never met either one of them. So now everybody's mad at I don't know why this is happening. But anyway, here's what Soulja Boy said or somebody
stop
did.
Stop playing with me. You ain't no bad baby. You's a crack baby. Ah. And I'm suing your ass, and I want all my money, too. Defamation of character. You lied on my name to the internet. I want 10 million cash. You going back to the trailer park. You crackhead, little skinny, anorexic b-
I don't think he likes her.
No. That's good uplifting audio for the weekend. Got me pumped up.
Yeah.
Bring on the weekend.
Oh, my God. Whoa. All right, I'm done. There you go. Tablet trash.
BJ and Jamie.
Happy Friday, everybody. It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show on the Odyssey app. You can get us for free. The podcast will be there later on today. We appreciate. And, oh, get this. You could win $5,000. All you got to do is listen to that Odyssey app for an hour, and you're qualified every day.
Yep, that's all you have to
every
do.
Day.
Ta-da. And
makes it easy.
It goes through when? February
7th.
Next
7.
Week.
Okay, February 7th.
Next week. Today's the last day of January.
I know, isn't that crazy?
Yeah, flying by. Now, once we get through February, which, by the way, is a very short month, well, by a day or two. But nevertheless, it's a shorter month. But once we get past there, I feel like it's spring.
Yep, you're right.
So we're around
home
that
stretch.
Third.
Although I think March is their snowiest, isn't it?
Yeah, March and April.
But
let's not think about it right
now. No, because the temperatures are pretty good. That's those March snows where it goes away within a day or so.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
So it's not bad at all. By the way.
But this has been the longest January ever.
It really has. It feels like its own year.
It does. I mean, just with so much crap that seems like it's going on, it's like, I cannot wait for it to be over. I'm ready to head into February.
For me, not so much, but for you, because you've had so much piled up on you.
But I haven't been the only one saying that. Like, I see it all over the internet. Everybody's like, why is January so long?
And I think it's long for people who aren't as busy because the holidays were so jam-packed.
Yeah.
And then you come off that, and then you have, like, nothing planned.
Well, and I think the politic crap and then all the, you know, just everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
See,
I felt that way for last year.
Yeah.
Yeah, because that was a political year and all that crap that we went through. But I felt like it was all gone after the first of the year. Whoo! Thank goodness. Thank goodness.
Now it's all those hearings and crap.
Yeah. So now you got a lot of stuff. You just got to ignore it. Just move on, man. It's going to be a beautiful weekend, though. 60 degrees both days. Saturday and today, too. 60 degrees for a high. And then next week, near 70.
And if you don't know, BJ's wife is out of town. He's called in the A team at Hooters to make sure that the A squad is there. Yep.
Although, there could be a change in plans today.
Why is that?
I got to reach out to my Hooters buddy. and we got a text a few minutes ago. Are you
going with Paul or Pete?
Both. I'm going with PP.
The two P's.
The two P's. PP.
Yeah.
I'm going with PP, Paul and Pete. But we got a text a few minutes ago, and I got tipped off that over at Twin Peaks, it's lingerie day.
Ooh.
That's so dumb. Lingerie day at Twin Peaks.
The last time I went there, though, I got that pregnant,
you got the pregnant woman.
Waitress.
Yeah, she was like eight and a half months pregnant.
Oh, I thought we were going to rush her to the hospital. I thought I was going to have lunch and have to run her over to the emergency room.
What would make any guy go to a restaurant where it was lingerie day?
I don't know if this is true. Carson, could you look that up for me, please? Just go into the Twin Peaks calendar if you could.
Twin Peaks is famous for like bikini day, and they do all
they these. Do things.
Yeah,
they
no,
do
no, no. Things. I'm just asking if today is actually lingerie day.
They have theme days.
Yeah.
That's what they go with. Today is lingerie day.
We can do this off air if we want.
Yeah. Lingerie Fridays.
Wow.
Oh, Lordy.
Sorry, Hooters. You might call the two P's.
Even your A team can't pull me in now.
It's our first Lingerie Friday. Don't miss it.
Oh, I wonder what one wears. I mean, besides lingerie. Do they wear stilettos?
I don't know.
Is it? How do you get
by with
show that to BJ.
Day.
Yeah. Stick with the Hooters.
Is that it? Oh, yeah.
That was just on their Instagram.
Some of the talent. I call it talent. All right, King Super.
Yeah.
Strike.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to cross the picket line. Well, I got two
don't
choices
say that.
Here.
People get really mad about
I'm
that.
I'm either going to cross the picket line or I'm going to picket with them.
What?
I might picket with
You're
them.
All over the place.
Yeah, well, you know me, Jamie. I've always wanted to be a part of a picket.
I know, but then you never get the poster board or the markers.
I know. Spadil, can you make me a sign?
Yeah.
What's our chant?
We need a chant.
Well, yeah, what is the chant?
High prices. Shove it up your...
No. How about...
It's got to be grocery themed.
Don't be a pooper and don't shop at Supers.
We got to work on that. Maybe we open up the Tuxedo line.
Oh, okay,
maybe,
great.
Maybe we do that. Yeah. We'll take your suggestions. I need a good chant that I can teach my King Supers employees when I get over there to march with them. I need something that has a ring to it, so that when you see it on TV for the 6 o'clock news, you go, "Whoa, BJ came up with that. That's pretty cool." he's part of
Are
the
you okay today.
He's part of the strike squad over there.
I feel like you're giddy that your wife isn't here.
No,
and it's lingerie day.
It's lingerie
day.
Like you're like bouncing off the walls, man.
Yeah. Too much caffeine, I guess.
No, you're just happy.
Let me play.
It's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
Let me play this.
Okay. Just into the newsroom, King Supers workers in the Denver metro area could soon be headed to the picket line.
Uh-oh.
The union announced within the last hour, the workers in Denver, Boulder, Broomfield, and Parker voted to authorize a strike. The strike could still be avoided because the union has to provide notice, and a deal could be reached in the meantime. The union has not yet set a date for a strike to start. We reached out to King Supers, and we're waiting to hear back.
All right, there you go. Could be a big strike. Where do you go if you don't go to King Supers? If I don't cross the line, do I go to Whole Foods?
Or Safeway.
Safeway?
Yeah. Yep.
You're a big fan of Whole Foods.
I like the Whole Foods.
You do?
Yeah, I am a fan of the Whole
Foods. You are a big fan.
It's their presentation. It's just so pretty.
Is it?
It is something. It really is.
Never been in one.
Yeah. Well, you'd like their seafood department and their meat.
I would.
Yep, you sure would.
I may have to give it a shot.
I'm telling you.
With a big strike coming on.
You don't know, though, if you might be walking in it or stepping over it.
It's true. All right, BJ, Jamie Morning Show.
Lord help us.
We are on a Friday.
BJ and Jamie.
BJ, Jamie Morning Show. Mm-hmm. On the Odyssey app, too. This Sunday, Jamie, got to remind you, set your clock for 4 a.m. Get up at 4 a.m. on Sunday, okay?
Why is that?
Just remind. Why?
Yeah.
Groundhog Day.
Oh, dear God.
You got to get up and see Punxsutawney Phil and see if he sees his shadow or not.
Yeah.
That's this Sunday. It's on a Sunday. I kind of hate that because
I
like to cover it live.
I know. You're on the air.
I know. But it's going to be on a Sunday instead.
But
so.
You know how I feel about Groundhog Day. It's just dumb.
It is. Well.
It's so stupid.
It just doesn't. It's like, why? It only matters to those people then in Punxsutawney.
Well, their dress is if they're in 1860 and got those big top hats on.
Yeah.
Went on that little. Raccoon to come out or groundhog, whatever it is.
They're all hammered.
I don't think it's
they're all liquored up on whiskey. I love it. What a tradition. Did you see where somebody won $1 million at the Monarch Casino?
What?
It's never happened.
That irritates me. That's my money.
$1 million, Jamie. You love the Monarch.
I do.
I know you do. You know the manager up there. He's the general manager, right?
Yeah.
But somebody won last Thursday. They nailed a slot machine for $1 million.
That's my money.
It says they were playing the Dragon Link slot machine.
Yeah.
I'd have to see what that looks like.
I know that dragon. I've seen it.
Yeah. Is that the one that the tails wag and it has fireworks in it? Is it the fireworks one?
I've never played it. I've just seen it.
I don't know. And they keep making you put more money in, so the fireworks keep building until they explode. Is it that one?
How many dragon slot machines are there, really?
I don't know.
Yeah, there's fire everywhere. Yeah, I think that you're right.
$1 million. And they said the person wants to remain anonymous. Listen. A million's not that much anymore, okay? You don't have to remain anonymous. You really don't. Because once taxes come out of that, you're looking at probably $600,000. You don't have to go into hiding with that. You really don't.
Now,
if you're going to nail a lottery for $150 million, I get it. Keep it on the low down. But for $600,000, I don't think you have to.
But okay, so now here's my thought then. Is now, because it's happened, now it's like...
I don't know.
Are we played out now?
Well, they said this morning that the odds of that machine hitting for $1 million was anywhere from 1 in 30,000 to 1 in 5 million. That's quite a gap,
you know?
So I don't know what the hell that meant. I don't know if it's just built up to that. You know, they have those, what do they call it? The Progressive? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, Progressive.
So they build up, and I guess that's what this was. And it's one of those Progressives. So I guess we just have to wait for it to build up again.
Yeah.
That's all I know.
I don't know. They told me that the, what is it? That the best odds, it's not Keno, it's that weird one. What would it be? I don't get it. It's not anything you've ever played or me. It's like they
like
play,
that. I don't know. I've always heard the best odds in the house are the crap
machines.
I thought
it was blackjack.
Nope, it's that weird one that none of us know how to play. They told me
that
No, I think it starts with a B.
Gaga,
Lady Gaga or something.
Yeah, I don't know.
Backgammon,
baccarat.
Baccarat.
Oh,
that's
baccarat.
It. Yeah, that's it.
Yeah,
has the best odds.
Whew.
Yeah,
man, that was tough.
Yeah, I know.
Well, get this: $1 million won at the Monarch Casino. That's a big deal in Black Hawk.
It is a big deal.
You know, that Monarch. I'm going to tell you right now, that place is outstanding.
Oh, it is.
Really
the spa
cool,
is amazing.
Yeah, the other places are too. But the Monarch is just, I don't know, there's something about it.
Now,
very
I
fancy.
I know that Carson has gone to the spa with his wife, but guess what else I found out today?
What?
Don't be mean.
About what?
No.
What are you talking about?
No.
What do you mean?
We don't need to talk about
we'll
this.
We'll take a break, and when we come back, I'll
we
tell you.
We don't need to talk
but
about this.
But don't be mean.
Are you going to massage parlors or something?
No. It's worse.
He's like Deshaun Watson.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's worse.
It's worse.
Than a massage?
Yeah.
No, we don't need
Can't wait.
Talk about it.
No. Can't wait. We'll be right back.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
Really bad multitasker, I have to tell you.
Yeah.
Really, really bad. I just booked the flight opposite.
What do you mean?
Oh, you did it in reverse?
Yeah, I'm leaving apparently from St. Louis today.
Oh, no.
It didn't go through because I was like, wait, that looks weird. Yeah, leaving St. Louis, going to go to Denver today.
Oh.
Yeah. Have you ever done that?
No.
You haven't? I've shown up at an airport and they were like,
No.
You're supposed to be way over there.
Yeah, I'm like, have you, Schmidl?
I booked a flight like 3 days before, so I showed up a week early, basically.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's easy to do sometimes. Well, maybe just you and I, Schmidl.
I don't know. I feel like it's an easy mistake to make.
Well, I think there are a lot of different mistakes you can make with the airlines. Remember, I got on the wrong plane once.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, I was supposed to be flying to Los Angeles, and I went to San Francisco.
Oh, my God. Speaking of which, you know, I don't want to bring this up or anything, but this whole flight that crashed is really, really sad. I mean, that's the only word I have for it. 67 have passed away after that DC plane crash, including 14 figure skaters. Mm. Did you see all the figure skaters on the internet yesterday? Yeah, it was just awful.
Sad.
Just awful. And one of the kids that was a figure, it was like the time of their lives, right? There was a huge championship in Wichita, and all these kids were there. They were posting about it. They're in the time of their life, right?
Yeah.
One of the kids, he lost both his parents. They were coaches, and he was a figure skater.
Yeah. Oh. There was another story, too, of parents that were coaches, and the mom and dad couldn't decide on which one was going to go on the trip.
Oh.
And they finally, I forgot how they did it, not a flip of a coin or anything, but they finally did. He went. She obviously survives. He doesn't.
Ugh.
Just a sad story. Ugh. And then the kid with the dog.
Yeah, there's that one.
Now, here's the thing. I saw that story yesterday.
I haven't seen it anywhere else.
I've not seen it anywhere.
Yeah, I don't
so
know.
So I don't know if it's true or not.
I hope it is true.
They're saying a kid that was going to fly from Wichita to Washington, D.C., went to the airport. He was taking his dog, and the airline said, no, the dog is too big. Therefore, he never made the flight because of his dog.
I also saw another story. It was a 19-year-old, and he was part of the championships or whatever, and he was booked on a separate Delta flight. That was later.
So I'm seeing that figure skater, all that happened with the dog, but it was two different flights. So the one that he was banned from was not the flight that had the accident.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
So he was on this flight?
He was on a different, no, he was on a different flight. It was American Airlines, and they didn't let him on because of the dog, but it wasn't the one that flew into the plane.
Oh, well, then it's not a story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That's why it went away.
Yeah.
Another flight arriving at Ronald Reagan Washington National Airport was forced to abort landing due to helicopter traffic just 24 hours before that flight happened, crash happened.
They've got a problem there.
Yeah, it's too tight. There's too many airplanes and helicopters there.
And the more the videos come out of this collision that happened in the air, this helicopter had plenty of time to see this airplane. I don't understand how it could have happened.
I don't really know. I mean,
I don't know either.
They said there was one guy he was talking about. He used to be a military pilot with Blackhawk, and he said it's impossible to see when they're blacked out like that, and you don't know where the lights are, and the way that the vision at that moment is, you don't see it because the lights aren't properly placed on that plane. They're not. I mean, they're properly placed, but their angle going into it is they don't see it.
Mm.
Yeah. And he said he trained and all this stuff, and he said, and
terrible.
Just
a terrible accident.
It shouldn't happen. Mm-mm. That's the thing.
It's quite obvious to me that it's some type of human error. Okay, but it's just tragic. It's an accident. That's all you can say.
So sad.
Yeah.
All right. Let's see here. We got a new soccer team. I mentioned that earlier. Everybody's very stoked about the soccer team. In fact, 2,000 people are so stoked about the new women's soccer team that they've already put down money for season tickets.
No kidding. 2,000 people.
2,000 people are excited about women's soccer. Yeah, they said that they put down deposits. We're not sure where they're going to play yet, and they're going to build a new stadium. They say they wanted to be the chairman of Starbucks is one of the owners, and he said he wants to be like a lifestyle stadium. I don't know what that means.
Do we know what they're called?
No.
Not yet.
They haven't given them a name yet.
All we know is
the
colors, which is green and white.
And they said they might not stick with those colors.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Then why roll it out?
I don't. Listen, I got nothing. It says we don't know their brand, we don't know their colors, and we don't know their name. So
we just know they're going to be here.
They're just going to be here.
Okay.
Yep. Everybody's very excited.
Oh, I am.
I know you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. You love women's soccer. Aren't you into women's tennis right now?
I'm into everything. I'm into Hooters, Wings, I'm into women's tennis, I'm into women's soccer. Just women, women, women. Wife's out of town.
Yeah.
I'm into everything.
Can I just tell you one thing I am completely disappointed in?
What?
Is we asked all of you to come up with a slogan for King Soopers for the picket line.
I need it.
I know.
I'm going to go down and picket with them.
I know. And nobody had a good one.
No.
You guys sacked our jobs or something.
High price eggs. You got skinny legs.
You bag our groceries, but not our futures. Or
yeah, something
like
that.
That.
It was just whatever.
Yeah, I don't even get that one.
I don't.
You bag our groceries and you bagged our futures. You bagged our groceries, bag our futures, bag our groceries, bag our futures.
How about stock our shelves, not your pockets. Stock our shelves, not your pockets.
That might be a good one. Why, you don't like it?
Well, it doesn't really fit. They're asking for a raise, so stock your shelves, not our pockets?
No, their pockets.
Corporate. Oh, like corporate.
Yeah. How about stock our shelves and our pockets?
Ooh.
Oh.
There you go. Now we go.
Because you want more money.
Yeah, we
stock
had to put
our
a twist
shelves
on it.
And stuff my pants.
Yeah.
How about self-checkout my ass? I hate self-checkout. I do. It's so scary to do the vegetables and stuff.
Oh, and you know what really, really irks me is when you put your bag in there. It's like, did you place a bag in there? Or you scan something and then you put it in there and it's like, did you place a bag? And then it gets all combobulated and then you have to call someone over.
Every time. I always get somebody has to be called over. Every time.
I hate that they haven't fixed the self-checkouts with the bag rotators are still there and stuff, at least at mine, and there's nowhere to put your groceries, really. Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a big bundle of poo. Big bundle of poo.
Big bundle of poo.
Super.
Big bundle of poo. Big bundle of poo.
I think that's it.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I've only had 2 hours of sleep, and I don't find us funny.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm struggling, too.
Oh, Art, did you sleep last night?
No, I'm struggling with finding us funny.
Oh, God. Yeah. No. Okay, I thought it was just me. And
no,
I was like,
maybe
I'm just like grumpy or something. And maybe this is me, but
no,
it's not me.
It's everybody.
Okay, good. All right, because I'm like, maybe I'm just not on point today. Because I really feel like we've had amazing shows. And today I'm just like, what are they saying?
You are right. We're not on point. Yeah. And you're also right that not finding it funny. Okay? So we nailed all that.
Okay. All right. Well, let's just move on from the chant, shall we?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll just move on. Hey, I know you guys all have dogs. Did you see how much this woman is making from her dog being on the interweb?
It's awesome. And I feel like she's not doing hardly any work at all.
At all. She just posted a picture on Instagram, and because she has 22,000 followers, to see her adorable dog, she'll make, like, money from it. You know, we have, like, I don't know, I think we have 180,000 followers.
Yeah.
Put your dog up, man.
Yeah. Well, we don't have that on Instagram, though. Okay. We got to build it up a little bit.
Yeah, I don't do well on Instagram.
The Facebook stuff we do.
Yeah.
But I don't think, do they pay? I don't think Facebook pays.
No, Facebook,
pays,
well, I mean, you have to get like, a deal.
You have
with
to
somebody.
Get a deal. Yeah, they sign.
Deal. Yeah. Deal.
No one's reached
we
out.
We don't have a deal.
Yeah, no one's reached out.
When are we giving away those Katy Perry tickets? I'm excited
next.
About that.
Next. Next. That ought to bring the show around.
No, that's what I was thinking. That'll save us, right?
Boy, oh boy.
All right, there you go, Tablet Trash.
The world is waiting, are they not?
BJ and Jamie.
What the heck are those? What's a grounding sheet?
It's. Wait, can. Oh without gosh. You? So I saw this ad on. I was telling BJ, I got my mail in the dark this morning because I knew I was going to be in the hospital. I'm not going to be in the hospital. My sister's in the hospital. So I knew I had a lot of time to go through mail. Yep. So I just grabbed it all on the way here. So when I caught my flight and stuff and I'm sitting in the hospital, I can just go through mail because she'll be on painkillers and just right. be sleeping. So I haven't seen any of this stuff. And I ordered it a long time ago. So what it is congratulations. You've made a wise decision to add grounding into your life.
What is grounding?
I don't know. You have now unlocked one of the most important yet overlooked aspects to achieving good health, connecting your body directly to the earth.
Oh.
Yeah. So I plug in. So it's sheets that go on my bed, and then I plug it in to the earth.
No kidding.
Uh-huh. And then, so yep, see, this is the earth wire.
That's the wire that goes that to it?
Goes to the earth.
Do they heat up or something?
No.
Is it like electric sheets?
What it does is reduces inflammation. I get a more restful sleep. Reduction in chronic pain. Improved blood flow. It reduces stress. It reduced EMFs. Normalizes cortisol rhythms. Increases energy. Improved my mood. Yeah.
That's a new stat.
Yeah. And all kinds of, look at all the list of everything it's going to do for me.
That's pretty crazy.
I mean, that's only one side.
I've never heard of the grounding sheets.
Well, I saw an ad for
it. That's crazy.
But yeah, so I'll let you know if they work.
You just plug them in and all that stuff happens for you, huh?
I bought them a long time ago, but I don't know where they went. So
that's
this one
cool.
I'll keep in my car.
All right, keep us updated. We'll be watching that mood of yours.
Okay.
See if we get any results there. Yeah, I hope it works. I really
too.
Do.
Me too.
All right, you know the King Supers chant?
Yes.
I've come up with something.
Oh, good. Okay.
And part of it I stole from somebody that texted in. Okay, I'll admit that. Then the other portion of it I put together myself because you know me. I'm just a creative genius.
You really are.
I really am.
Yeah, you are what they call a creative.
We all know that King Supers uses this. All right, with that in mind, how low can you go? Give us more dough.
Whoa.
That's amazing.
That is perfect.
Get to work it on the sign, buddy.
Yeah, all right.
Get to work.
Good.
Make
yeah.
four of them for all of us.
All right. I'll get more the construction paper out.
How low can you go? Give us more dough.
Let's that's hear good. It in a chant.
How low can you go? Give us more dough. How low can you go?
But here's my problem.
Give us more dough.
But how low can you go? Like, what part is that? Like,
how low can you go? How,
yeah, but you don't want
to. You cheat us like this? How low are you?
Okay.
You're very low.
Oh.
I get it.
Dough is they sell bread. It all connects, guys. How low can you go? Give us more dough.
Okay. All right. I'm on board.
I like it.
You don't think that's going to sound good on Channel 9 tonight at 6?
Yeah.
It's going to sound great.
I mean, I don't want to have to explain it, but yeah.
How low can. Not paying us is low. It's
that
low.
Is low.
How
is low,
low can you go?
Low, yeah. Okay. I like it.
All right. Let's get to Carson.
Perfect.
Okay. Well, speaking of which, my grounding sheets and everything. Well, Carson is just as bad as I am and as bad as Lisa is at buying just random stuff.
Yeah.
Because we get these ads and we're like, well, that seems cool. Like grounding sheets. So Carson comes in here and he's like, Do you want to smell me?
Smell?
Like sniff? Do you want to sniff me?
Yeah, and I was like, not really. And he's like, tell me if you think that I smell like maple syrup, because my wife does.
Like a Waffle House. I smell like a Waffle House.
Yeah, she said. And so I smelled him, and he smells like a damn Waffle House.
No kidding.
Yeah, he sure
Why?
Does.
Why? What's up?
Because he has a skincare line that he's doing now.
Okay. Waffle House skincare?
No. Okay. Hold on. This is what happened. So my goal this year is to treat my body better and look out for my health. Okay. Start taking care of myself.
Treat my body better?
I got a little one, you know. Yeah. I just want to be around for a long time.
Okay.
So I went to the dentist a couple weeks ago.
Right?
I've got a physical scheduled for next week. And now I was like, you know what?
And that moisturizer should take up for all those white claws.
So I'm on Instagram and I'm scrolling, you know, and I'm like, you know what? I come across a skincare line. And I was like, oh, this kind of looks good. Like they got testimonials.
But tell him who it is.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson. It's his skincare line.
I mean, right there. If The Rock tells you he has a skincare line.
Yeah, he's got good skin.
I mean, he's got good skin.
He's got great skin.
He does. Yeah. He does. Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? This is. And I'm like, I bet you it's like $200. I don't have that kind of money to spend on a skincare line. I go into it, $55 for the entire face, everything.
Whoa.
Everything.
Yeah. Are you on a subscription?
I've got an eye serum. Oh, I saved 10% at checkout. Hello. I mean, you'd be dumb not to do that.
Really? Because I have about 20 bottles of muesli that will tell you differently.
Yeah. It's a lifestyle. I'm making it a lifestyle. Okay, so all right, it's going to be with me for a long time.
I respect that.
So I get it yesterday. I'm so excited. It's going to be the first night. I'm going to do this whole routine, right? I got the eye serum, so you put it under your eye. Oh. It rolls on.
Look, can't you tell? He looks younger in his eyes.
Oh, I'm not as tired. Yeah. I can be out till 1 a.m. and still show up looking amazing.
Right, right? Yes. So it's working.
I'm all about that. I do the face cleanse, and then I've got the rejuvenating toner.
Rejuvenating?
That you put on
after.
Yeah.
Whoa. Does he look rejuvenated?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So you put on like a cotton ball. You dab it on. You don't want to smear it. You just dab it on.
Oh, okay. The Rock told you so.
I crawl into bed. And I'm like, this is gonna be awesome. Like Bray's gonna be like, wow.
He's taking care of his skin.
You already look 10 times younger. And so I get in, and it's the exact opposite. She's like, what's that smell? And I'm like, well, you smell something? You know, because it all says. Fragrance free, right?
It's not. You smell like anything. A damn like bottle of Mrs. Butterworth.
Literally, I smell like maple syrup, and she can't get over it. She's like, "You can never wear that ever again."
How are you gonna cancel the subscription though? If you can't wear your maple
because
syrup,
because you already got the 10% off. So you have to do a few.
Listen,
more.
I don't want to talk about it. It was the first night. Now my skin's gonna go to crap.
No, the only bad part about when you start a skincare line is that usually your face breaks out.
Oh, don't say that.
Because it brings everything out, you know?
Yeah,
because
it cleanses.
Like, yeah, and so all of a sudden it's like, all those like impurities are like, let me out!
Yeah. I started with a new cleanser and my forehead had a little bit of zits like when I started it for about 3 days, and it's good now. Yeah.
What am I working with? What am I working with? Two dudes that sitting here talking about their cleansers.
Hey.
What are you guys?
Do you want to smell like maple syrup at night?
It's like I'm working with...
I'll give you my routine right now.
It's like I'm working with Slacker.
Do you think he uses a moisturizer?
Are you kidding? Absolutely. Are you kidding?
Wow, this is very interesting.
Yeah.
So you're going to have to get on board.
No, I don't smell like molasses.
Hey, did I ever tell you that one time there were these three moles and they were walking and the craziest thing happened. One mole was not even paying attention. And the one mole goes, I smell something. The other mole, boink, runs right into the other mole and goes, yeah, molasses. Thank you.
That's funny.
Thank you. You guys get it? He ran into the other mole's butt. Yeah. It was molasses. You get it?
Got it.
DJ and
Jamie. Everybody is going to love the weekend weather, man. It's going to be 60 degrees all weekend, today, tomorrow, Sunday, and near 70 degrees by the first of the week.
Yeah, that's
pretty
crazy,
cool.
Isn't it?
What's the weather going to be where you're going?
I have no idea.
You have any idea?
I don't know.
You don't even know when you're flying.
I do know when I'm flying.
Oh, you got it booked?
I got everything booked.
Oh, good, good, good.
I'm even checked in. So
nice.
I just did it during that last night. I'm all checked in. Here's the thing, though. I'm going to come back with the tuberculosis. I guess it's happening in my area a little bit.
Is that what's going on?
Yeah, it's in Kansas, but it's right on that border there on Missouri. So just expect some good old tuberculosis when I come back.
So yesterday you were texting us and you were giving conversations going on between you, family, and others.
Right.
Doctors, whatever. Your sister was in surgery, a four-hour surgery actually took 7 hours.
It did.
Have you gotten an update?
The surgery, she's awake and she's great. They didn't fuse her. They just rebuilt the bones. And so we have to see and put plates in. So we just have to see how it works. And they screwed the femur down. Or not femur. Something with an F.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Did they say that, hey, absolutely smashing success, everything's going
to
be good?
No, they don't know yet.
They just don't know yet.
They just don't know. You have to see how well the
ankle holds.
That's
tough. Touch and go there, huh?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
So we don't know. I think he did. You know, I kept asking my ex-husband because you know, he's a surgeon. I was like, dude, this is going so long. And he's like, just calm down. He said, that means he's really putting everything into it. He's like, the longer he goes, that means he wants it perfect. And so whatever he did the first time, maybe it collapsed on him. And so he's rebuilding it. And the fact that he was in it for 7 hours, he's like, that's a good thing because he's a perfectionist.
And he's taking his time with
it. Yeah. Because I would have opened up her ankle and been like, I'm out.
Yeah, but if I'm you, I'm listening to your ex-husband say this, mm-hmm. and I hang up the phone thinking, he's lying to me. Right?
No, he
right.
said, yeah.
What, but, to make me feel better. Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because that's what it sounds like.
Well, then I took what the doctor said, and I sent it to him, and he's like, I would have done exactly this. I believe in him. I think he's a great surgeon. I would have done exactly the same thing. So
7 hour surgery.
I know. Being on your
Holy
feet for seven
moly.
Hours with just little tools.
Yeah.
And, well, they don't do just... They also use hammers and,
right.
you know.
It's amazing.
Yeah. Rod it and all that
wow,
stuff.
Wow, wow, wow. Well,
then,
good.
So then it was crazy. So then my ex-husband's like, you know, we made mistakes. He's talking about, like, let's get married again and all this stuff. And okay.
Wait a minute. Hang on. Okay. Back up a bit.
Okay, sure.
So we're talking about your sister's foot.
Yeah.
And the ankle being, you know, basically super glued back together.
Exactly.
And then he brought up how we should have never gotten a divorce.
Yes. And because I told him how much my family appreciates him and that, you know, he's always part of the family. And the fact he stepped up and called the surgeon himself and got us the appointment immediately the day after. I mean, he's been amazing because they have that, they're both Mayo fellows. And so they have that Mayo connection.
They got that connection. Yeah.
Even in medicine, you have to have connections,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
And he turned around and got her the surgery immediately because of the Mayo connection. And so then he's like, oh my God, we should get married again and all this stuff. And then guess what happens? This isn't funny. My uncle, who is, he has a doctoral or whatever from Yale in theology. He created one of the first mega churches, Uncle Larry. He married us. He dropped dead last night.
Well, he probably heard the news that
That's
you guys were
I
thinking
said.
About getting back together. And it killed
it's like
him.
A premonition.
Yeah, it killed him. He had a heart attack.
I said, I hate to tell you this, but remember when we got married at Mount Vernon Country Club and Uncle Larry married us? And he's like, I love that guy. He was so good. I said, he's dead.
Killed him. Way to go, Jamie.
And I'm not laughing because I love Uncle Larry. I'm just saying, like, what
timing.
Are the chances that my ex-husband says, let's get married again, and then the guy who married us dies?
That's
like,
Jesus.
That's the universe.
Like, 15 minutes later.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh, God. I mean, you can't make this up.
Oh, that, I swear, wow. It sounds like that the uncle heard the news that you guys are thinking about getting back together, and it killed him. He had a grabber.
I can't live through that again.
I mean, is that weird?
A grabber.
He was like, he was such a
That's
great guy.
Crazy.
He's such a great guy. I'm so sorry. I go, well, don't you think this means something? He goes, no, he lived a great life. I'm like, no, we were just talking about getting remarried, and the guy died that married us.
Yeah, your ex can't see it. He's blinded by love.
Yeah, yes. Like,
yeah,
it's an omen.
This is a sign.
Yeah. Oh, well.
Oh, well.
BJ and Jim.
So in Hollywood last night, they had that big Fire Aid concert.
Yep.
Lots of people showed up for that, and a lot of celebrities, too. Because, if you think about it, I think Lady Gaga was not
Who?
Oh, Lady Gaga.
There you go.
Was not supposed to be there, but ended up showing up. And then other performers also showed up. They said a complete surprise. It was not a surprise. Okay? It's the Thursday before the Grammys. They're all in town.
They are in town.
Okay.
It worked out well, actually.
I know they're saying big surprise and big. They knew exactly what they were doing.
Well, let's not take the awesome cause out of this.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah, God.
I apologize. I'm just saying that I'm reading everywhere that it's surprise, surprise, surprise. It's not a surprise. The Grammys in town.
Can you imagine putting all that together, though?
No.
Boy, yeah,
they
yeah.
did it quickly, too.
Yeah, they so, really did. Know. Yeah.
And it's for a great cause, like you say. So, you know, maybe it was worth it then.
I just don't know. I mean, listen, I mean, I just don't know how they're going to put together an entire town back together again. I mean, Pacific Palisades, even not Palo Alto. What's the other one? But they're gone. They're just gone.
I don't know. I don't know where you even begin.
Because I feel like it's kind of the double the size of what we had here. You know,
I think these
houses were so close together, one after another, you know. I don't know.
Well, in my mind,
Altadena. Thank you.
Once the vegetation grows back, it's going to burn again.
Yeah, that's true too.
That area is known for this.
It's the same problem.
I just don't know if I'd go back in there. I think I'd get the heck out.
They're all rebuilding.
Yeah,
it
appears that way.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right, to the Grammys on Sunday night. That's coming up out of Los Angeles. And they say Taylor Swift is now going to be a presenter. Is that
correct?
Right?
Yep. She's and we don't know if Travis is going to go or not. Oh, my God, this is so exciting.
I say no.
Yeah, I say no.
You say no.
Yeah.
All right, Spinell.
Well, the Super Bowl is just right around the corner.
I think it's a bad look.
Yeah, there's no way he's going to do that.
I don't think so either.
Especially earlier in the year, Patrick Mahomes kind of called him out for jet-setting around with Taylor.
Plus,
so,
if you remember yesterday, she laid down the law. He can't go to Bourbon Street. So if he can't go to Bourbon Street, I'm not coming to the Grammys.
You know, I'm going to tell you, if I was a PR firm, I'd tell them both to lay low. I would, because it's just so exhausting.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it just...
We're already getting bombarded by the NFL, showing her on TV all the time and all that
stuff. Well, did you see that? The Chiefs even said that they don't want Tom Brady there to do any commentating.
Why?
That stuff he does.
Why?
Because he slammed the refs, and now everybody's, you know, questioning the refs, and the Chiefs don't want him there.
Oh, because Tom Brady started it?
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
I don't think the Chiefs can make that call, can they?
The owner has made that call.
Wow.
I mean, no, he can't, but he's asking the NFL, he said, I don't want him there.
Well, they don't want me there then, because I've said the same thing.
Everybody said the same thing.
You Chiefs, you're cheaters.
Have you seen that now we're all supposed to be boycotting it?
Yeah.
Because it's just obviously for Taylor and the whole thing.
Right.
Yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Well, did you see the Superdome last night was lit up in all Chiefs colors?
Really?
It was only Chiefs, the entire Superdome.
This is rigged, I tell ya.
Don't they swap it out each day?
I mean, they may,
I think they do.
I don't care. It was that day.
I think they take turns with it.
I would hope so.
It's on a timer.
But they're saying that this was a bad idea to put the Chiefs back in there, and that everybody knows you're only doing it for Taylor and the whole thing, and it only benefits the Chiefs and blah, blah, blah. What do you guys really think? Do you think that the referees are really throwing the game because they've been told to for that whole Taylor experience?
Dude, the ones, they had two calls that went to booth replay, right? So it wasn't the refs on the field really deciding it. It was someone calling down and being hey, you need to look at this.
How'd they go?
And they're calling down hey, Larry, you need to look at this this play right here. Yeah. And both of those calls went to the Chiefs, and on TV, if you're watching it, you're like, this is definitely going to go to the Bills. The announcers are saying it's going to go to the Bills. Their little referee analyst is saying it's going to go to the Bills, and then they're like,
I'm tired.
Thank you.
I wonder if his girlfriend
really
knows
tired.
That he over explains stuff.
On and on.
I wonder if she knows that he's a mansplainer too. Did you see yesterday? What was it? He told me something that was so. What was it? Remember, it was so degrading that.
And then that should have been not a first down for it was an
interception. What was that?
I
was like, because remember I go, oh, did you know that? Oh, I didn't know that. Did you know that?
Oh,
remember?
Yeah.
What was that
it
about?
It was a stat about.
What was that about? It was he totally mansplained. I was like, okay, thanks.
The landing statistics.
Yes.
Oh,
yeah.
Uh-huh. You know, it's more dangerous to take off and to land than
statistically.
It is just to fly in the air.
Yeah.
Isn't that crazy?
I'm going to turn him off, and then I'm going to prove another point, too.
Okay. All right.
And I know you were just playing along and everything. He came walking in here just a few minutes ago.
Okay.
And he's complaining about Donald Trump now. About tariffs. I turned your mic off so you can just... clamp up in there, buddy.
He's mad.
And he's mad,
because
the price of paintballs have gone up because of tariffs on Canada and Mexico.
Right.
And I told Jamie after he left the room, I said, the kid, I swear, he just looks for any reason just to spew, 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 spew. So here's what I did.
Okay.
I typed in Google.
Okay.
Where paintballs are made.
Oh, wait. You went the extra step?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I didn't even listen to him.
Research.
I know.
Wow.
But he just... You know, he just liked to cause trouble.
Yeah, he did come in here very loud. Oh, my God.
Paintballs
are going to cost so much more money. This isn't doing what it's supposed to be doing. It's just hurting the little guy like me.
Point the finger in my face.
Yeah. Oh, it was directed at you.
Look what tariffs are doing, you know. All right, number one place in the USA, Orange County, California, Missouri, Kingston, Missouri, NorCal, Livermore, California. They make paintballs. Another facility that's huge paintballs called Valken. They're in Tampa, Florida. Now, if you go outside,
American.
If you go outside of the U.S. to buy your paintballs, the top three, Taiwan, Canada, Taiwan.
Huh.
Okay?
Yeah.
So there's one company. But oh, tear. Chappelle just makes me tired.
He just looks for things, you're thinking?
I think he does. I think he just...
Can we get his side?
Yeah, he's very mad right now. He's shaking his head. Right,
hang on.
Okay, because I'm really not involved in this, but I'd like to hear his side.
So the number one paint manufacturer in everywhere, the whole world, is in Canada, right? That's GI Sports, okay? They make like 80% of the paintballs that everybody shoots in America. Then you have Defy. They have a company down in Mexico. That's where they make their paintballs.
Why don't you buy American?
And then Valken just opened... Hold on. Let me get to it. Valken just opened a new facility in New Jersey, okay? That's a brand new one. The Tampa one doesn't exist anymore.
Okay.
But we did just get sponsored by Valken so that we'll have cheaper paintballs.
So all that was a waste.
No, because I have to shoot Defy at the paintball field that I practice at. I only get to shoot Valken when I go to national tournaments.
They're just paintballs.
They don't have Valken paint here usually in Colorado.
You know what? If y'all want to go to a different radio station right now, I get it. Bye.
I think I just want to hear a song.
What?
BJ and Jamie.
So according to Twitter, 30,000, or was it 300,000? A lot of people are going to boycott the Super Bowl. We mentioned that just a few minutes ago. Do you think they actually do?
No.
I mean, don't you think they at least sneak a peek? Who's winning?
I mean, I think people are irritated about it, without a doubt, you know, the Chiefs. And now people are putting up maps, like, the only people going to be watching the Super Bowl, and they put a thing around Missouri and a little bit of Illinois and Kansas, and then...
Right.
You know, in Philadelphia and all that. But I think, like, it's just a gathering of Americans. I think we all watch it no matter what.
I agree. I think you walk into a room, get a sneak peek, maybe. Maybe you call it a semi-boycott, but it's hard to boycott this event.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it really...
apple pie.
Exactly.
Well, wait, I hate apple pie.
Well, for me, it's like Krispy Kreme donuts.
Well, right.
If I told you that I'm boycotting Krispy Kreme... I'm lying through my teeth.
Yeah. I mean, I do think that everybody's disappointed. Without a doubt, everybody's disappointed.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't want to see these two teams.
Nobody does.
No.
But I think that it's about the party and about getting
it's
together.
It's almost a national holiday, really.
Now, let me ask
you,
though.
I still want to have that Monday off because we suck that next day.
Well, yeah, we sucked today.
Well, today
too,
was. So, yeah. But today, you know what? I think it's you.
Yeah. Oh, me?
I was thinking it was me because I've only had 2 hours of sleep. And then I started thinking about it. I was like, I've said two funny things and you didn't even acknowledge them or chuckle.
Do you remember what they were?
I don't right offhand, but I remember, all right. Yeah, so we're playing it that way.
It must
we're
not just have going stuck to, with me either.
We're just going to ignore my humor today. Yeah, so I was like, yep, that's him. Okay.
Maybe it was me.
We could have, like, sat on it for a minute and, like, laughed. You could have maybe added to it, but no, you just kept going. Kept going about tariffs and
like
crap.
Like running over you.
Yeah.
Like with a truck.
Yeah, Jamie. Yeah. Anyway, like that. It was kind of like that. I was like, it is him. Yeah. So
might be my attitude or something.
Might be. Yeah. I don't know what's going on.
Well, I'm on the edge today, you know.
Well, you started out strong. This morning you started out really strong and creepy.
Yeah.
And I was like, okay, so we're going to go with creepy guy today. I like creepy guy when the wife's out of town.
You know? You do?
I do. I appreciate
it. It's a fun aspect.
It is, because usually you're not creepy. And then when you're like, Twin Peaks got lingerie day on Friday. Yeah.
And I'm going to Hooters. This is going to be double day.
Yeah. And so that was like a lot for me. I was like, wow, I didn't even know your wiener worked.
I could slide back. See, that's one of those moments I'm going to keep going. I could slide back into creepy pretty easily.
Okay.
If you want.
Just saying. I was actually stoked about today, and then it just went downhill.
I do have a question for you, though, because you're kind of I would call a fringe Kansas City Chiefs fan.
Correct.
Okay? Because you lived in Kansas City. There's some allegiance.
It was my first professional football game.
But at the same time, it's the third time they're there in the last 3 years. There is a lot of allegations.
No, I'm done with them. I'm done with them.
That would be my question.
Yeah.
Are you done?
I'm done with them.
Because you've appeared over the past few days that you are done with them.
Yeah, I'm done. Like the Taylor, the Travis, the referee, I'm done. And I mean, sure, it was a memory that I'll never forget. I was 19, my first big job in radio and, you know, Kansas City. I got to go to the game and we had passes on the, you know, on the field. You know, all the stuff you never thought you'd live.
Right.
And so I remember. But now, I mean, they have just worn me out.
I think you're in with a lot of people on this. I think a lot of people that were fringe Kansas City. For example, me, I don't really hate Kansas City. It's City. Silly. I do because it's the Broncos. But I don't really. But now I despise them. I hate them.
But see, here's the thing. We need a great love affair to go on with the Broncos. Remember when we had Pecker and what's her name?
Jesse James?
Yeah, that was like great because they're beautiful people. We really liked them. You
they
know,
were like Denver's couple.
They were Denver's couple. It was like a nice couple. We got to get a love story going.
Yeah, Russell and Sierra wasn't enough, was it?
No.
No. Oh, no.
Because when you're married, it kind of ruins it.
Well, plus they were like born again and that whole thing.
They
and,
saved themselves again, even though she had a kid. What?
Yeah.
You can't go back. Yeah. It's the weirdest thing I've ever heard.
All right, so we needed a good.
We need like a love couple.
We don't have really any cute players, do we?
I don't know.
Don't we have all ugly guys playing?
I don't know.
I think we do.
Spadell, do we have all ugly guys?
Yeah, do we have any cuties?
I'm trying to think. I don't know.
I mean, do we have a good kicker that's a cutie or something?
No, not the kicker.
He's not a good...
Maybe Patrick Sertan?
Yeah. What about that that quarterback guy, that
Bo Nix?
Yeah.
But he just got married, didn't he?
Yeah.
He's married. Oh, he ruined it.
Okay. I mean, she's hot, though.
Yeah.
She's hot. Yep. She just needs to get her boobs out there more.
Right. maybe even the management part of it, we get one of those guys, like the head coach or somebody dating like Martha Stewart or something.
Well, it works for Bill Belichick.
Yeah.
I mean,
exactly.
See? Why don't, but I think that guy's married, too.
Sean Payton?
Yeah, I think he's married.
He's married.
Oh, well.
All right. Well, anyway.
All right. Well, anyway, you get our point here. A lot of people turning against Kansas City.
True.
They're over the whole Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift
thing, man. It's
all over.
And
plus,
I know
they're cheaters.
I know we play Taylor Swift a lot, and I know everybody loves her, and blah, blah, blah. And we're supposed to say only good things. Like, we got a memo. Only talk positive. That's Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
It's literally, like, they told us it's going to be a, would they say, career killer if we go on here and slam Taylor Swift.
You're right.
Well, bye.
And we walk in this morning, and the first headline we see is, Taylor Swift's going to be at the Grammys. Oh, great. All right. Well, so we get her this Sunday and again next Sunday.
I'm going to say something, and I'm going to say this and mean it. I think she is mid. Whoa. She's mid to me.
What do you mean?
I don't think she's a great singer.
Who?
Taylor.
I don't either.
Taylor,
I think your stuff's produced well.
I think that she's a great writer,
but
I don't think she's a great singer.
I agree that she is a way better writer than singer.
She's a great writer, but where's her vocal range?
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, it's
kind right
of
there. It's just always right in the middle of C.
Yeah.
I mean, especially when you look at like Ariana Grande, Kelly Clarkson that can just riff.
It's just like, where did she come from and why did she become such this thing when she's mid?
You'll see her on the Grammys, folks.
Despite its name, we're not totally sure where this will go.
Jamie's Tabloid Trash on Alice 105.9.
I feel like you're kind of judging me about it, but whatever.
What do you mean?
The fireball.
Well... It just seems a little weird, Jamie.
Doesn't it seem weird? It's Friday night.
I know, but it's not like you're going to a dance. You're not going to one of those old-fashioned cakewalks back at home or whatever it is you go to. Barn dance, whatever it is you go to in Southern Illinois. I know you guys are backward-ass over there.
Wow!
Now, listen.
We go to honky-tonks.
Look, all right, let me put this out there for text data, and you tell me if I should judge or not. Jamie's going to sit
Friday
with her
night.
Sister.
It's Friday night.
We know what night it is. It's Friday night here. It's Friday night in St. Louis. We get it.
Okay.
She's going back to hang with her sister because her sister has a broken foot.
Shattered.
And she just went through surgery, so she's going to be there on a Friday night. You should see her goodie bag. Her goodie bag to go back to the hospital is nothing but fireball. I mean, it's fireball.
It's Friday night. Let me explain. My sister, she shattered her foot. Shattered. 7 hours of surgery yesterday. 7 hours. And then... you know, she's going to be obviously all hopped up on something, right? And so all she's going to do is like look at me and go, can you get me some water? And I'll get her some water and like, and then bye. And then she'll go to sleep, right?
Yeah.
I'm going there to relieve my niece who has three little kids. So my niece can go back home to Southern Illinois, which is, you know, because she has little kids and they're basketball and all that stuff.
Right.
And they're like seven, what are they, 7, 5, and 3? And so I'm leaving her and sitting by my sister. And so what do you do when you sit by your sister in a hospital?
Yeah, but I know you, Jamie. You're a very giving person, okay? You've got 75 little shooter bottles. 75. Now get this. Here's what Jamie will do. Every nurse that comes in, that comes in, she'll offer them a drink. Once she gets a couple in her, she'll start offering. And before you know it, you got a whole staff at the hospital all liquored up on Fireball.
And they're going to be doing chair races down the hallway.
You know how it works, Carson, If she's drinking, everybody's got to drink.
She's a pusher.
Yeah, and she is a Fireball pusher. And before you know it, you got a doctor that's like, hey, baby. She loves doctors.
Well, and her surgeon is hot.
See?
See? Motivation.
Told you.
No, but here's the thing. So, I did dry January, right? And it's the last day of dry January. And so I was sitting there for 4 days, and all I could think is like, my God, if I have one more water, right?
You can only have so much water.
Right,
come on.
I'm just sitting there, and it's so boring, and I'm even sick of my phone because I've sat by her in her room for 4 days, right, so far. And I'm just like, I don't even want to look at my phone. It just makes me cringe. I'm just so sick of everything. So I'm like, all right, when I do this again next weekend, I'm bringing some Fireball.
Some entertainment.
75 bottles.
I don't have 75 bottles.
75, folks.
Am I the only person that's ever snuck, cocktails into us?
I definitely have not done that one.
I think people do it all the time.
I've done some crazy stuff, but not that.
People do it all the time.
Really? They do? Oh, yeah. I feel, oh. You know what? I
you
put
think
those...
They- All the Stanleys, you think they're really drinking water all the time?
Yeah, I do.
I do too. Because I have to tell you, to be honest with you, it made me feel dirty to put that in there. So it's in my cosmetic thing that you have to scan or whatever. And I was like, oh, I have these. I'll just put those in there because I was thinking about it. I wanted them last weekend. And then I felt really pathetic and dirty. Like, really? You can't just sit there with your sister? You have to have Fireball?
I think it happens all the time. I think there are people that go visit people in the hospital that if you're going to be there for hours upon hours, they either sneak it in or they have it in the car. Go out to the car and have a little break.
Yeah, I would definitely go to Illinois with a pen or something and just sneak out to the parking lot every now and then.
See what I mean?
Like a vape pen.
Oh, well.
Yeah.
No, thanks.
He likes to take it to a different level.
Weed and booze are the same thing.
Yeah, I know. You get it. You get it.
Yeah.
Plus, Fireball smells like cinnamon, so it's like I brush my teeth.
Yeah.
It's like you had a cookie.
I don't know.
You had a Girl Scout cookie.
I'm a teenager. I'm trying to figure out how am I going to drink this? When am I going to drink this? Do I take my purse and go, I'm going to go to the restroom, and then like a loser, I go and do a shot in the bathroom?
And then you go put the empty in your purse?
That's the thing.
How does this work?
You got to hide your empties too. Yeah.
Well, the good news is the hotel is attached to the hospital.
Oh,
okay. Yeah, so the hotel is right at the hospital. They have this, it's a really good deal. And so I'm not driving anywhere, but it's just still I don't know.
Well, it's just you can't throw them away in the trash can in your sister's room. You got to find a different trash can to throw them out.
She's drinking.
Yeah.
No, throw them away in there and blame her sister. She's out of
it. This is low, isn't it? I should probably not.
I think it happens a lot.
I do too.
But does it make me you guys?
No.
Are you sure?
No.
You already spent how many days in the hospital?
10.
So I think you deserve a little.
It is the weekend.
Yeah.
I blew last weekend and the weekend before. So think about that. I was in the hospital that Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday again. This will be my third weekend. I deserve it.
It's easy for me to see because I went through this with my mom, and it gets so darn boring. You're there by yourself. That person's asleep. They're on medication.
Yeah.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
Okay, thank you. I appreciate you.
Just don't get the doctor drunk and hit on him. That's all I'm saying. Because I could see that happening, too. You guys sitting there dancing.
Oh, my God. It's shocking to me how many people are texting saying they do the same thing.
Yep.
A lot of people, I'm
all
sure.
Right, I'm gonna let
it's
the guilt
lot.
Go. I'm gonna yeah. let the guilt go. I'm gonna, you know what I'm gonna bring in? A daiquiri machine.
Yeah.
We're gonna go full on margarita in the corner.
There you, know, you go.
I'm gonna change Jewish hospital. By golly, we're gonna get a bar in there. Oh, that's a lot. Okay, anyway. What was I gonna tell you? Oh, somebody also texted, they canceled their Super Bowl party because it was the Eagles and the Chiefs.
And they said who? They invited 40 people.
Yeah.
Who? Yeah.
Somebody on text NATO.
No.
Yeah, that's what they said. What did it say? It said that, and everybody wasn't even mad about it, right?
Yeah, we had a 40-plus person Super Bowl party planned that we canceled due to the KC Eagles matchup. When we canceled, everyone seemed to kind of agree that they don't want to watch it.
What?
Well, that's dumb.
I'm just saying they.
I mean, it's only a football game.
I know, and plus,
and it's a party. Everybody
and nobody's watching.
No, nobody cares. Oh, I mean, God. It's just, you don't have to care about the game. I don't like Chiefs. I don't like the Eagles, but I'm going to watch the game. There's pageantry.
There is pageantry.
You know me. Yeah. I love pageantry.
I have bad news, though, about my party.
What?
I'm
what about
so.
Your party?
I wasn't going to say it because, well, let's just add on to the patheticness.
What?
Here it is. I can't even tell you. It's so bad.
What's the matter there, pumpkin? What's the matter?
Not a word.
Come on.
2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18, 20, 22, 24, 26, 27.
27?
Like 13 couples plus one?
Yes.
Oh. Oh.
Oh, no.
You're the odd man out.
Oh. You want me to go with you?
Yeah.
I can't. I'm busy.
Is that so sad? Yeah. I go, hey, who's all going? And she's like, bah, 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 and bah, 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 bah. And I was like, wait a minute. Wait, what? I said, what about last year? You had like single people. Yeah, they all, you know, they all hooked up and they all are coupled out.
Oh.
You might have to call Angie's List.
Get a date off Fiverr.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, which there makes me sound more pathetic. Sitting by my sister shooting up Red Bull or whatever, what's it called?
Fireball.
Or the fact I'm 27th.
Yeah. Definitely the 27th.
Oh,
yeah.
No!
Yeah. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah. Yeah, they're both bad. Neither one's a good look.
No, it's not. Yeah. I was thinking about maybe not going, but then I'm like, well, then I'm just at home.
I'd much rather be sucking down Fireball next to someone in the hospital.
Oh, my God, you're so rude.
I'm just saying.
My life is sucking, everybody. Yeah. It just sucks. You know what? You should all appreciate everything you have your whole life and everything. And even if you hate your husbands, who cares? Well, actually, some of you, though. Yeah, anyway. All right, did I do anything? Was I supposed to talk about something? I was going to say something, but I feel like I'm out of time. Am I?
Oh, we have plenty of time.
Oh, we do? Yeah.
No, we're out. Joke! Psych!
I didn't even do anything. Oh, well, there you go. Temple Trash!
It is the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Happy Friday, everybody. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. Today, near 60. Tomorrow, 60. Tomorrow, and the day after that, 60. Beautiful.
BJ and Jamie.
I don't feel like there's a lot of things he's told her. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think there are some things he's kept
hidden. I don't want to bring that up.
Yeah, well, we won't, but he just told me this morning that he wasn't feeling well. So what we thought we'd do, we're waiting on Spadil to come back to his studio because he has a big date.
Yeah.
As you know, if you've been listening to the program, he now has a love in his life. And boy, oh boy, are they in love.
I mean, it's a lot, woo! Isn't it? It's so beautiful.
It is.
I think it's
gorgeous.
Just beautiful.
I agree with you. So they have plans to do something this weekend. They went out last weekend to Dave & Buster's. And really hit it off.
Well, yeah, okay. Because they rode the dual motorcycles right beside each other. And he said they held hands while they leaned.
That's so sweet.
Right? Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I guess he got the middle of the skeet ball. He got the big, you know, 500. And she just swooned when the tickets started coming out the bottom.
Oh, no.
There was
kidding.
Nothing
yeah.
hotter.
Yeah. And
nothing.
So then instead of like, you know, being selfish with all the tickets and like buying what he might have wanted, like the lava lamp. He bought her, they combined their tickets and it was anything she wanted.
You're kidding.
So she got those
things.
Oh,
I didn't know this.
Oh my God, let me tell you, because I do know. No, wow. So she got one of those things where they put their fingers in the thing. What are those called, like Chinese handcuffs?
The finger traps, yeah.
Yeah, but what they did, you're going to love this. He put his index finger in one side, she put hers in the other.
Oh.
Are they still together?
I don't know.
Maybe that's why he's missing.
I think somebody had to cut the middle.
All right. Well, he's got his second date this weekend. Now, they talk all the time. They talk like hours a day. But they've only had one date.
And here's the thing. Yeah. They're talking about getting married.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That is so bizarre to me.
I feel like it's just moving so fast. I have never seen a relationship move
ever gone out on one date with somebody and thought, yeah, let's get married.
Really?
Like they've never lived together.
Well,
they don't know.
I think it happens more than you think.
Well,
I think people can go out for the first time and think to themselves, I could see me with this person for a long time.
I get the connection. Like, I know that, who was it? It was one of the bachelors from the Bachelor Show. We did a whole thing, and he's like, let's go get married. And I was like, he's pretty cool. I guess maybe we could just go over there and get married in Vegas. But yeah. I was like, well, my mom and dad would kill me. Yeah. I was like, no, we're not going to go get married. So we decided not to do that.
Even the person that worked here that was on one of those shows even said she fell for that guy on the first episode.
That's true, she did.
But she was devastated. Yeah. She was in love. Oh, he's back. He's back. Okay. Hey, Spadil.
What's up?
We thought we'd get the plants to just see how well you're doing with this second date.
I was in the bathroom.
He's in the bathroom.
Yeah.
All right, so...
Does she know about that thing?
Yeah, she knows about the IBS. Yeah.
How do you bring that up? Like, how does that go?
I think it brings itself up.
That's a good way to put it.
Yeah. I think that's one of those
things. You really nailed that one.
That one's really hard to hide. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I mean, when you go to her place and you're in the bathroom for 4 hours, she knows something's up.
Yeah.
Well, have you been to her place yet?
No, I'm going to go over to her place tonight.
Will you bring matches?
Oh, wait, a candle.
Yeah.
So tonight you're going to her place? I thought the date was tomorrow night.
No, we're going to hang out the whole weekend.
So why don't you get, what's that, poopies or what?
Poopery?
Oh,
yeah.
Poopery. Yeah. Get some poopery.
Oh, that's a great idea, actually. Yeah.
Yeah.
Pack some poopery.
Yeah.
All right.
And just keep it under her sink. That way you don't have to like go, I am going to go poop and I'm taking the poopery.
Right, with me. Yeah. Yeah, just hide it there. Yeah. Solid move.
Right.
Any plants?
Or don't eat.
We're going to go out to just get food tonight and just hang out at her house.
So it's just a hangout weekend.
Yeah.
No plans. Man, that's cheap for you. That's awesome.
It is.
Where are you guys going to go eat?
We haven't figured that out yet. We're kind of talking about it. Oh. Yeah.
You really don't have any plans.
Listen,
you're just going to go over there.
It's already gotten boring. Where do you want to go eat?
Yeah.
I don't care. Where do you want to go eat?
Yeah, I was expecting a big, all-out weekend this weekend because it's only your second date.
I have paintball practice tomorrow, so I have to do that.
But you guys are already at Netflix and chill.
Yeah, and I don't know. What do you want to eat?
Yeah.
I'm bored.
It's not. No. We just, it's brand new, so we're just figuring out, like, what each other wants to like and what we like to eat.
Why don't you be the man and take the ball by the court.
Ball by the horns.
I've only had 2 hours of sleep. Leave me alone. And I'm on medication.
Yeah. Plus, I started this conversation with, so we can get an update on Monday, how well it went. If you're just doing Netflix and chill, then we don't have an update for Monday.
Spadil, I need you to man up and like make some plans.
Okay. Pop golf. Go somewhere.
Yeah.
Golf.
Oh, yeah, he sucks.
I'm fine. You don't want
to go somewhere where you suck at what the event is.
Yeah, that's true. Remember how great you were on the motorcycle at Dave and Buster's?
Oh, yeah.
The combo lean.
Right, we're turning at the same time, holding hands.
Yeah, that was big.
Yeah.
All right, well.
But where can we take him?
I was thinking of taking her tomorrow to, there's a place up in Loveland. They're doing this, like, Loveland Lights, like, Valentine's Day thing. It starts today, I think, actually. And you can go, it's free, and you go up there. It's like one of those like Christmas, you know, car lot ride
things.
Like
you drive through.
Yeah, but it's like Valentine's Day themed.
Oh, that's cute. Oh. Yeah. Will your car make it?
Yeah. It's a solid 4Runner, man.
Do the windows roll down?
Yes, they do. Okay. Yeah, yeah.
So that's why you brought us that information?
Well, are you
in cahoots with them to get it for free?
No. It is free. It's free admission the whole time.
Okay.
But all right. I just saw it, and you guys always want me to tell you about events around town, so I was like, this seems like a good event, and it's a couple years old, and a lot of people really like it, so.
And it is called Loveland.
Loveland. All right.
Ah, that was...
Yeah, this sucked.
This is kind of a dirge.
Yeah, it was a dirge, wasn't it? So he basically has no players.
Exactly.
Except to hang.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. The tragedy that occurred a couple of days ago in Washington, D.C. with that collision, nobody knows for sure what actually happened, but, I mean, it's just a horrible, horrible accident. But now, I heard you and Carson talking, Jamie.
Yeah.
That there are a couple of theories that are floating out there. What was the one you guys were talking about?
So there's a pilot who flies into that airport quite often.
Yeah.
And he was telling what he thinks happened by the play-by-play, right?
Okay.
And so basically the Black Hawk helicopter took over responsibility for a visual sighting. So they said, do you have him in sight? The Black Hawk helicopter said, yes, I do, and basically said, I'm taking responsibility. I have him in sight. But what had happened was he had the wrong plane in sight.
There were two planes, and he spotted one,
right.
And the other one was
on top. The way they were lined up, the lights, the way they shined, wouldn't show you the other one that he ran into.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So that's what they think happened.
Wow.
Yeah.
Either way, it's an error that was made by somebody that was flying the helicopter, it appears. Because
why was it all
video,
over the place that it was a female pilot? A female helicopter pilot.
I
don't either. It was like everywhere on my feed. Female pilot. And it's obviously the guy. It's a man that's calling out the visuals.
Yeah, I think so.
No, I heard it. It is. Yeah.
On the air traffic control recording or what?
The Black Hawk.
Oh.
The Black Hawk is being called.
Yeah, I don't know. I haven't looked into it that much, to be honest with you. But I did see where it was first blamed that it was a woman that was flying the helicopter, but I don't think it was.
I don't know.
It's just crazy that this thing happened. But, man, that airport, I mean, I'm surprised more of these don't happen. I mean, it's so busy.
Well,
even
it did,
LAX
it did
and Chicago. And
it
I mean,
did
think
24.
About it.
Well, let's not talk about that. I'm flying tonight.
No, I'm just saying. I'm surprised these really busy airports, that's a tough job.
It is, but they don't have the kind of air traffic control that they have there in this tight spot because all those people are using the helicopters and they're doing all kinds of maneuvers and all that stuff. And just 24 hours before that, they had a near miss with a helicopter.
And I did see a story where they say that instead of two controllers in the tower, there was only one to handle both jobs. That they were short, that the supervisor had let one go home early or something of that.
Oh, was that all the politics I was reading about?
No, that had nothing to do with politics.
It got
it was
all
just,
political, too.
No, this had nothing to do with politics. This was a person that was there, went home early or something like that. I don't know what the answer is. I don't know what caused the accident. They will figure this out at some point. It's just a horrible tragedy, though,
well,
what happened.
I mean, you know, it doesn't matter. But just all those little kid figure skaters and the team.
Like,
and
see, I saw like a last performance from, you know, a couple of the kids, and it just broke my
just
heart.
Awful because they're so excited. It was like the world champion, you know, whatever it was,
right?
And it was a whole exhibition, and they were so, like at the, I mean, they were so excited to be there, and just ugh, my god,
yeah, just flight out of Wichita, Kansas, too.
I always hate that, like when there's this happens and then you fly, like there's too much in my head right now,
yeah,
you know,
just a terrible situation.
BJ and Jamie.
The weekend is here for us. Jamie, you're flying out today. You're headed to Southern Illinois. St. Louis. St. Louis, that's right. You don't have to drive this time,
nope,
right? All
just
right.
St. Louis.
Have a good weekend. Tell your sis that we said hi.
I will.
Get well soon. You know all that.
Can't wait.
All right. Shmadel, have a good date weekend.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
All right. I'm excited.
And what are you going to do, BJ?
I'm going to...
I'm sorry, what?
I'm going to Hooters. I'm headed over to Hooters.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm going to be there all weekend. I brought them. Air mattress. I'm going to be there all weekend. So stop on in and see me, folks. I'll be between there and Twin Peaks.
Because your
weekend.
Wife is out of town, so you'll just be going back and forth.
Right,
Breakfast, lunch, and dinner.
Right. They got good wings, so
Yeah, they did. Yeah, they do. All right, we got to go. You guys have a great day today. Enjoy and be safe. We'll see you back here Monday. Bye-bye.
Love you, people.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.